pushing ahead with upgrades to Burrow Fields despite a precipitous drop in Burrow revenue in 2020 and 2021 would come at a cost, Finance Director Sinagu Patayo told the Assembly.
There are ways that this might work, but it requires trade-offs.
Ketchikan's Borough Assembly is weighing a $6.7 million bond measure to finance upgrades at public sports fields around Ketchikan. It would upgrade several athletic fields, including Norman Walker Field near Schoenbar Middle School, which would be reconfigured to better accommodate high school and American Legion baseball teams. The planned upgrades stem from a 2019 study of the borough's athletic fields, including a survey of the people and organizations that use them. The Assembly voted last year to make them a priority. But Ketchikan's finance director, Sinagu Batayo, says moving ahead with the field bond would likely mean delays for a number of other projects. For example, a roof over Ketchikan's skate park, an outhouse for South Point Higgins Beach, and upgrades to the Lund Street Playground. Assemblymember Felix Wong said he favored waiting until this summer's sales tax numbers come in. He said he worried that taking it to a public vote before the borough had a clear picture of its summer 2021 revenues could lead the public to reject the bond and kill the project.
So maybe giving it a little bit more time would give the general public a little bit more confidence to vote in favor of this.
But a bare four-member majority of the Assembly voted to move the bond towards the October 5th municipal ballot. Assemblymember David Landis said he was optimistic that tourism-related revenue would recover sooner than the finance director's projections.
I think this is important. I think that I trust the voters to vote correctly on this. I think that we owe it to the field users to put this in front of the voters. And I think if we don't, it may never happen.
Landis was joined in support by Assembly members Jeremy Bynum, A.J. Pierce, and Sven Westergaard. Borough officials are scheduled to bring back the bond question in early August so the Assembly can formally place it on the ballot. In other business, the Assembly approved an $18,000 pay increase for Borough Manager Ruben Duran. This comes out of contract negotiations that also add 6 vacation days for a total of 36 days of annual leave. Assemblymember David Landis said that until a recent public records release requested by KRBD and Duran's predecessor who objected to the pay increase, he hadn't known the manager had consulted with the borough's human resources staff on competitive salary levels.
And that struck me as very... It didn't sit well with the manager directing one of his employees to help him determine what his salary should be. I think that should have been done independently. I had no idea that that had occurred.
He said he wanted to postpone consideration of the contract. He said he had some lingering questions about how it had been negotiated. Duran's current contract expires in December. Several members of the Assembly also chimed in separately that the salary negotiation process was awkward.
I don't feel comfortable with this.
I'm uncomfortable as well.
Here's my uncomfortability.
Voices there of Westergaard, Bynum, and Landis. But Assemblymember Judith McQuarrie, who participated by phone, was having none of it. She spoke up in defense of the compensation package.
Postponing this is not in our best interest. This is pandering. This is pandering to one disgruntled ex-borough employee, and I object to pandering.
She voted with a 5-2 majority to approve the contract that increases the manager's salary to $160,000 per year with 6 additional vacation days. Westergaard and Landis voted against it. Other Assembly members, including Bynum and Austin Otis, said the $18,000 raise for the manager was reasonable. They argued the previous contract had underpaid the borough's top administrator, who has been in the position since late 2016. Finally, the Assembly greenlit a code change allowing stricter rules for dogs on Weiss Fields near Point Higgins Elementary School, but the Assembly amended the new ordinance to make clear that dogs would be welcome on the sports fields. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.